Okay, hi everyone, and welcome back to the call for the Middle East and Adjoining Country Strategy Working Group. So we delivered before our initial report for public comment or public consultation, and we luckily got few comments and input regarding what we proposed. And so the purpose of today's call is to start reviewing those public comments in order to see if there is anything new or if we need to make any adjustment or changes to the strategy recommendation or strategy document. For that purpose, Beher and Fed prepared, I think, what we called the staff summary or the public comment review tool, trying to, consolidate all the comment received and to organize them in the way that it's easier for us to review and to act or make a decision regarding each comment. So I know that the document was shared a few hours ago, but we'll try today to go through and to make progress as much as possible by reviewing the comments and also any suggestion how to respond to the comments and if we need any to make changes in our recommendation. And for that, I will ask either Beher or Fed maybe to explain a little bit about the format so everyone and to be on the same page, and then we can start with reviewing the comments.
Okay, thank you, Rafi, and good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to this call. It's been a while since this group has last communicated. So as Rafi noted, we've got actually a good number of comments, some by individuals, some by groups. So the groups that submitted comments were the AFRALO and APRALO. They submitted a joint statement, and the business constituency of the GNSO, they also submitted a joint, they also submitted an official statement. And then we had a few more individual comments, and they were all useful in this process. So basically what we did, Fahad and I, and I'll maybe Fahad can also add to what I'm going to say. In the comments received, some comments were like, I wouldn't say general, but you know, they just, you know, the submission itself included a number of comments. They did not specify, for example, which focus area or which goal the comment is addressing. In other submissions, the input or the comments were more specific to the focus area or the goal or the outcome and so forth. So what we did in summarizing the comments, we did categorize the comments according to the focus area, just to make it easier for us when we do the analysis and also when we have this discussion with you today. So as you can see in the table in front of you, you will see that there is the focus area security, and under the focus area, the number, the comments that were received, and then each comment will have some analysis right next to it. Also in the comments, some comments were similar. Okay, so what we did in our summary is that we sort of, you know, merged the similar comments to together and summarized them in one or few sentences, as you can see. And this is basically what you see on the screen. Against each comment, there is a sort of like acronym. So as you can see, the first comment, for example, at the end of the comment between brackets, MAA, this is the acronym of the person or the group that submitted the comment. The analysis is our input as staff, and based on our understanding of the comment and our knowledge about what's been already done in this area and what can be further done. And in some of the analysis, we noted that we need to discuss this further with the strategy working group, because there were some suggestions for changing some of the goals or some of the targeted outcomes. So we didn't want to take the liberty of changing anything draft strategy document before coming back to you. Most of the comments, or most of the suggestions, were about things that would fall more under the action plans, okay, the annual action plan. So they were more towards actions to be undertaken, and noted that we can do this as part of the action plan of FY21, for example. So this is in a nutshell what we've received in terms of comments, the summary analysis that we've done, summarizes all this. Fahad, please, if you want to add something, please go ahead.
Thank you, Bahar. So I really have nothing to add to whatever you have already mentioned. So I'm good so far. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks. Thanks, Bahar. Thanks, Fahad. So that's good briefing about the document. So if you want to get used to this tool, it's the usual tool for any ICANN working group in how to deal with the public comment. So the analysis is there to help us to make a decision, but still up to the working group to decide. So I think we just to clarify how we should do is really we need to read carefully all the comments, as we ask it people to make effort, and we have all those inputs, so we need to review them. But what we need to assess if there is any new idea, novelty, so that we didn't discuss. If something that we discussed before and we made some decision, I think just we acknowledge the reception. If we find something new or interesting, we can then discuss how to respond to that in terms of amending or changing the report and using the analysis to guide us. Hearing from Behar, so there are several, it seems, related to the outcome or maybe more the implementation plan. So we just can make, for those, we can make note that they should be dealt later on, or at least documented. So I guess we can start first just to with the first comment. And just to be sure, can we maybe scroll up to the page? The first one, I guess, or?
Okay, Rafiq, so this is Fahad. So what I'm actually displaying is not the entire document, but okay, rather the fourth section on analysis of comments, because the comments are here, the analysis is the comments are to the left, the analysis are to the right. But if you want the entire file, I'll be happy to pull it up.
No problem. If the table is compiled all the comments, that would be fine. And I think we can just later on add maybe. We can share this in Google Doc and have like another column, like kind of action or decision or something, just to track what we agreed on. So I guess we can start maybe with the first comment. For some reason, starting, I guess, with security, but you can do that. So the first comment, establish a regional risk mitigation center or committee that focus on creating a framework or mechanism in case of breach or attack on DNS. Okay. So reading the analysis in the meantime. Okay, Hadia, yes?
Thank you, Rafiq. I'm sorry I was disconnected for a couple of minutes. I don't know actually what you were saying, but I had two comments. First, or two suggestions. First, if actually whoever wrote the analysis, whether Beher or Fahd, could walk us through the comments and the analysis, since they are the people that actually developed the analysis. And second, and I think that that's what you were saying as well, but I'm not sure. If we could set up a Google Doc where we could have the comments, definitely the analysis, and the original statement where we as a strategy group can suggest additions or changes to the strategy according to the comments received. And then we would discuss those suggestions and either agree or not agree on them. So those were my two points. Thank you.
Rafiq, if I may.
Please let me respond to at least because the second comment. Yes, Hadia, that's what I suggested. I mean, that's the approach. We'll go through the comments, and I suggest that we have the Google Doc, and also we need to document what we agreed on. Regarding going through the document, I'm fine if Fahd or Beher want to do so, and I guess Fahd, you wanted probably to respond to that.
Yeah, okay, so just a couple of quick things that I remembered. We did receive 7 submissions, but just to note that the 7 submissions were made by 6 different, 6 unique entities or people. So there were 2 submissions made by the same person. So apparently she probably sent her first submission and then she remembered that she might want to add more. The other point, which is, I think it's, so the other point worth mentioning here is that the staff report has to be published on the ICANN website by this coming Friday. So that's 17th of April. And of course, we would like to run it through our communications team so that they can check the language. And then, of course, we will send it in for posting. So I think we need to differentiate between 2 things. Agreeing on this document, the analysis, the comments and analysis document or the staff report. And actually, this is just merely to list the comments and then analyze them. Now, what will be included in the regional plan, which is the strategy document. This is a kind of a separate a path. And after the call, I'll be developing the Google Docs that you have all suggested, so that you can populate your input and see how we will incorporate these comments, if any, into the regional plan. But I think for now, please, if we can just focus maybe on the staff report, so that once we are in agreement, we can just start doing our internal work and publish it. Thank you.
Yes, Fred, I think we are using the staff summary report as a tool to review the comments. It's not, we are not going to make any changes on it or making edits. It's not our scope or our goal. Just we need another working document where we track what we reviewed and what we decided to if there is any action like editing or drafting a response. But that would be our working document to be used then to make changes in the initial report and to transform it into a final report. But this document is staff document, so can be published and so on. And I don't think we are supposed to kind of make any edits on it. So, and with that, I think we should now start. I think we try to clarify in terms of process. Barry, was it you? You want to speak?
Yes, please. Just very quickly, and just to help also save time on this call today. I think what we can do, and I'd suggest that Fahad can do this. There are, generally speaking, there are two categories of comments, if you will. One, which I would say, like, you know, does not require much discussion, at least on the call today. But of course, everyone will be able to review the whole document and provide input. And the reason I'm saying it does not require much input because things like, for example, people suggesting more capacity building, for example, in DNS abuse or whatever. So in our analysis, we know that we do, you know, capacity building, we can do more under the action plan and so on and so forth. But then there are other suggestions that I think require discussion amongst the working group members, like, you know, suggestions for changing some of the goals or some of the targeted outcomes. So I think if we can just go through the document and give examples, you know, of each category and then spend some time discussing the second category, the one that we need your input on. If you are okay with this suggestion, I would ask Fahad to, you know, start with highlighting a couple of the sort of straightforward comments and then move to the more problematic ones that require more discussion. Thank you.
Hey, thanks, Behar. So not that I'm not really fan of a process discussion. I think we need to start at some level. But I believe even if we have two categories, what we might label as straightforward or other that need like more deliberation, I think we will have to go through all of them. I think this is kind of expectation since we ask it for people to share their input. So I mean, if it's to help us in terms of optimization, we can start with which you think it's better to start with, and I'm fine. But just I want to be sure that we will cover all at the end when we finalize our review and the kind of the outcome of that exercise is to have a list of changes or response. So we need to be clear about that expected outcome. And with that, Fat, yeah, please go ahead. So let's start.
Okay, thank you, Rafiq. So I'll probably try to do this as quick as I can. Please do bear with me. Of course, you can stop me and ask me to shut my mouth if you have any comments. So let's start with the category of comments that are kind of, I wouldn't say straightforward, but we see them as action items or things that go into the action plan maybe, or things that may not be implemented or things that we may consider implementing down the road. And then after that, maybe we can touch upon the items, the second format, which is items that actually are suggesting to amend the regional plan. So let's start with the page that I've displayed. So security, in terms of security. So one comment was to actually create a regional risk mitigation center, a committee that focuses on creating a framework or mechanism in case of breach or attack on the DNS. So it's some kind of a DNS search, you may call it. And so one of the items we suggested was that we can, of course, always keep certs and relevant cybersecurity entities updated on such attacks and such and things happening in this space, and maybe encourage CERTs to actually work with one another. All the regional CERTs could work with one another, and of course within ICANN we have this platform which is called the DNS Ecosystem Security Risk Center. It's actually listed in one of the goals of our president and CEO. Moving on, in terms of capacity building, so the second item focuses mostly on capacity building. When it comes to capacity building, we do a lot of capacity building within the region, whether it's technical, security, business, or even legal. And of course, we try our best to work with different stakeholders across the region. We work with the community. And of course, we have the DNS Entrepreneurship Center, whom we work with a lot on many of these capacity building programs. DNS abuse, the third row. And of course, there's a lot of work being undertaken at the moment in this sphere, mostly from the community. We as ICANN are monitoring these discussions held by the community. One thing we do a lot is that we have this one-day workshop on abuse and misuse. And of course, this is one thing we will continue to do. Updating the MIAC DNS study of 2015. Of course, this study back in 2015 had a set of recommendations and findings. And of course, we will revisit those recommendations and findings and see how, I mean, of course, we have revisited them many times to see how we can maybe action any of those items, but we will continue to do this. And of course, if the time is right, we may consider updating the study.
Dan?
Yes.
Yeah, can we go? Yeah. Okay, so maybe a few comments here. No comment really about the first and the second kind of analysis here or comment. About the third, yes, I mean, DNS abuse is kind of now a topic for discussion, but it's not yet a kind of like a topic for action, and there is no kind of consensus within the community in how to deal with it. So for example, you have like the contracted party, they already did some efforts on their side and so on. So I guess here we need to be more kind of conservative in terms of the action, since it's not something we have having consensus yet. Regarding the fourth with about the DNS study, so here just updating, I mean, does it make sense more like to do the study again, or just keep updating the recommendations? So I'm not sure what's the best here. And I see that Hadi is in the queue. Yes, Hadi, please go ahead.
Thank you, Rafiq. So with regard to the first comment, I was wondering if there could be some sort of regional cooperation with the DNS Ecosystem Security Risk Department. And maybe this is something to explore, and if possible. Other comment I had with regard to the DNS study, and it's very similar to what Rafiq said, that maybe we need not only look at the recommendations and what has been implemented and what has not and for what reasons, but maybe we realize that we do need a new DNS study, Middle East study for the market. And to Rafiq's comment with regard to DNS abuse, I think what we need to do now is work with what we have. We do have agreed upon definitions for DNS abuse. In order not to just leave this topic, because it is an important one, I suggest that we work with what has been agreed upon. what has not reached consensus, let's not deal with it. And stemming from that, we can do work related to DNS abuse and not just leave it for the time being, because there are some aspects that have not been agreed upon yet. Thank you. So Abeha is asking, I did not get to your first comments on regional cooperation. So basically the comment says, establish a regional risk mitigation center or committee that focuses on creating a framework or mechanism in case of breach. As Fahd mentioned, you have ICANN has a DNS ecosystem security risk center, and maybe this center could act what this comment is asking for, a center, and that for risk mitigation, and that center already exists. So my thought was how to actually get the community to contribute to the work of this center, but then I do not know much about this center. So Beher is saying no, the center is yet to be established. Okay, thank you for that, Beher. So my initial thought is how to get the need to work with the center. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Rafiq and Hadia. So just to reflect quickly now on the first point regarding the center. So as Bahar mentioned, the DNS Ecosystem Security Risk Center is still an idea. I'm actually inquiring internally on where we stand on that. But until that center is in place, we will continue to provide updates to the certs. We have open channels with many of the certs across the region. And we'll continue to update them, work with them. If they have any advice, if they need any advice from us, we will help them. And this is something we've been doing for quite some time. And of course, this is, I guess, mostly something that would go into the action plan. Now, on DNS abuse, this is a 5-year plan. This is, of course, the comment that we have received. And yes, I mean, we did make it. I mean, so in our analysis, we said that we will continue to work with relevant stakeholders on the development that takes place in this area. So we will not be working on this alone. We will, in each and every annual action plan, we will see where things are standing at, and based on that, we can build action items or activities around DNS abuse. On the DNS study, so in terms of why update and not why create a new one, so this was the comment that we actually received. Update the 2015 MIAC DNS study. Maybe the author of this comment meant to maybe have another study. Again, we will have to assess the regional landscape, and based on that, maybe we can make a decision on whether we need an updated study or not. Those are really some quick reflections on your comments. And again, this is probably an action item. Something that would go maybe in the annual action plan, and not something that would actually amend the strategy. So shall I move on?
Okay, just please hold on. Okay, so I think like what you said at the beginning, this need to be kind of noted as an action item, even if it doesn't mean changing the strategy, but just to be sure that it will be followed up. For the last, about DNS abuse, okay, it's just fine. Maybe it's question of wording, but I guess it's fine. I don't have anything else to add, and we can move to the rest. Please go ahead.
Okay, thank you, Rafiq. So in terms of root server instances, we do promote the deployment of ICANN's managed root server. We know actually where are the current locations of current servers. And of course, when we speak to stakeholders, we try to encourage the deployment of such instances in geographies that these instances do not have existence in. Assert the preparedness of DNS deployment at all levels. So yes, we continue to provide capacity building programs around DNSSEC. Within ICANN, the organization, we are exploring ways to actually maybe improve on this engagement, try to reach out to a diverse set of stakeholders. So that, and of course, maybe for those of us who actually understand DNSSEC, it's a hierarchical technology. You have to deploy DNSSEC across the entire chain so that end users can actually benefit from it. Okay, so now these are two comments actually that were made. So actually the one so the next two comments that are, which reads the regional goals concerning the focus area of security should address a high level. So this is actually something that is suggesting a direct change in the strategy document. So maybe we'll talk about this later in the call. The item after it, the stated goals involving security are better placed and so on. Again, this is suggesting a change in the strategy document. Identification and mitigation of security threats as currently stated in the goals.
Sorry for the interruption. So since like you mentioned those, like they need more deliberation, can we maybe mark them in the document, like the Google Doc, to make it easier to highlight which one we think it's like straightforward or other requires more deliberation?
Yes, I'll do that, Rafiq. I'll do that. Okay.
Sorry, please go ahead.
Okay. So yeah, so this is with regards to security. If anybody has any comments, I see Hadia has her hand raised. So Hadia, go ahead.
Thank you, Fahd. So my comment was with regard to the comment that says assert the preparedness of DNSSEC deployment at all levels. And I think that comment does not only refer to the capacity building workshops and the deployment, but it refers to knowing where we stand. Laying a chart to how prepared we are with regard to the DNSSEC deployment. I'm not sure if you did address this.
I don't think I fully understand you, Hadia.
Okay, so we are talking about workshops like DNSSEC workshops, deployment, continuous deployment. But do we know actually as a region, where do we stand? Like for example, in Egypt, in Morocco, in Tunisia, do we know how much deployment is there for DNS? Yes, we do, right? Because we only have the basically the CCTLDs and IDN CCTLDs where we do know their status, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And we don't have the problem of really knowing where we are because we do not have that much other registries. And even if we did, we would have known. We know where we stand, right?
Even for other registries like GTLD registries, GTLD registries in the region are new GTLD registries, and in the new GTLD program in the last round, DNSSEC was one of the requirements for registries to implement, so it was kind of imposed. So at the registry level, at the TLD level, we do know where we stand in terms of deployment, whether for CCs or Gs. Now things may get a little more complicated when we go down the tree, because, or maybe not complicated in our region, because we know that there isn't much deployment of DNS validators, for example, at the ISP level. We know that, not much deployment for DNSSEC at the second and lower level and so forth. But at the top level, we certainly know where things are.
Yes, I'm sure that at the top level you do, but yeah, we're going. But at the other levels, so I thought that the comment was mainly addressing, not only the deployment, but to know where we where we exactly stand, the preparedness. But I think it's not an issue for the region, right?
Okay, any further comments?
Fahad, this is Baher. Did we cover the under security, did we cover the comments about changes suggested in goals and outcomes?
Yeah, okay, so actually the suggestion that was made was let's cover the straightforward ones first and then we can go back to the ones that require an amendment to the strategy document, or suggest an amendment at least.
Yeah, I'm just conscious of time. So I don't think if we're going to go with this pace that we're going to be able to cover everything. So since we are still under the focus area of security, let's get done with this area, including with the sort of, comments that need more discussion. Let's get done with this. My opinion. Thank you.
Okay. So one of the comments that was made says the regional goals concerning the focus area of security should address a higher level of issues than the ones identified in the draft strategy. One high level goal may be for regional infrastructure to contribute to the overall health of the global DNS and to become a model for combating DNS abuse and mitigating against DNS vulnerabilities. Another goal that should go in hand with the one above is to promote public perception of a healthy regional DNS infrastructure. Of course, our analysis to this is, there was a suggestion, two goals were suggested, one for regional infrastructure to contribute to the overall health of the global DNS and to become a model for combating DNS abuse and mitigating against DNS vulnerabilities. And the other one was to promote public perception of a healthy regional DNS infrastructure. While we believe that regional goals should not address a higher level of issues, but rather should be specific and measurable, we shall discuss these suggestions with the strategy working group. So this is one thing we will have to discuss and see how to incorporate, if any, into the strategy document. The next comment, the stated goals involve, okay, Hadia. Hadia, we can't hear you.
Thank you, Fahd. So the second goal, I think, is quite clear, is to promote public perception of a healthy regional DNS infrastructure, though it needs some thought how to do that. As for the first goal, though it is clear what the goal is saying, it says a high level goal may be for regional infrastructure to contribute to the overall health. And then we need to define or to have a model that says, this is the infrastructure that would contribute to a healthy global DNS system. And actually, do we know what really such a infrastructure should look like? And I don't know. That's just a thought or a question.
Okay, thank you, Hadia. So moving on. Of course, publishing this document on a Google Doc, and we'll create a third column for everybody to jot down comments and see how we can actually incorporate this in the strategy, in the regional plan, of course, if any. So moving on, the stated goals involving security are better placed under the targeted outcomes and merged with the existing outcomes in the strategy document for this section. However, the targeted outcomes should not be limited to supporting the development of technical capabilities or increasing the technical capabilities and skills in the region. The targeted outcome should be implementation of measures to enhance DNS security region-wide, as well as increasing public awareness of achievements of this implementation. Moving on. Identification and mitigation of security threats, as currently stated in the goals, should not be the ultimate desirable outcome, but rather it should be something along the lines of enhancing the abilities of regional registry operators, registrars and network operators, empowering them to identify and mitigate security threats for themselves. So the analysis that we made, empowering them to identify and mitigate security threats for themselves, we believe that this goes along the same lines of the targeted outcomes suggested in the draft document. And actually, Bahar is posting some text in the chat pod. Any comments so far?
Thanks, Fahad. Yes. Okay, so can you please go? Yeah, please. It's quite sensitive. Okay, so reading the comments, I can see maybe we need to, it's possible we need some rewording at least to clarify. So for the first is talking, this one, the stated goals, so it's more like a targeted outcome. I'm not sure how we are responding here. Are we saying this is more like an implementation matter, or that we'd be responded by the implementation plan?
So, Rafi, this is Beher. Actually, regarding these two suggestions about goals and outcomes under security, we don't have as a staff, we haven't come up with a definitive, sort of analysis or answer as yet. The thing is, there are two things. One, we believe that whatever goals we, need to include in the strategy must be, specific, to the extent possible, specific and measurable. This is as a matter of principle. The second thing on at the same time, if you look at what we're currently suggesting in the draft document in terms of goals and outcomes, and this is what I put on the chat box. You can see some similarity between the goals and the outcomes. Like, for example, the goal is to support the development of technical capacities, and then the outcome is increased technical knowledge, which, it goes without saying. If you're doing more capacity building, then eventually you will get more increased knowledge. So I think we need to rethink about our goals and outcomes in this particular area, taking into account the input that we got. But at the same time, and this is, I think, what we need to stress, is make sure that the goals are not very much at the high level, but they should be, again, as I said, as specific and as measurable as possible. But we don't mind at all reviewing the goals and outcomes in this area. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Bear. So the comments made, I think, or highlight or stress that what you explained, that regarding the so I guess the goals is what we want to achieve, while the outcome should be something that can be measured, and those outcome achieve the goal we listed. It's maybe still abstract, but I guess with the comment we need some maybe rework and to reward our goals. To make them more clear, and then with the outcome more something that can be measured and that can be actioned. Okay, so I guess probably maybe we won't agree on something for today, but it's clear this is something those read kind of careful to think carefully about it and to make a suggestion and how to respond. Okay, at least now this is the first opportunity to kind of highlight them. And we can list them like as one of the action items to ask everyone to review the Google Doc and to try to make suggestions for those two comments, in particular for those two regional goals and outcome. Okay, and I guess this, in fact, the three comments probably. Any further comment or question here? And sorry for the noise outside. Okay, so since we get this action item, so we can follow up for the next week call, but this is a homework for all to review with this and suggest some proposal or rewarding. In meantime, Fahd, please continue the in introducing the rest of the comment.
Okay, thank you, Rafiq. So moving on to the next action item in the strategy, which is ICANN's governance. And one comment made was with regards to a newcomer's kind of program. So let's say a program that can actually better incorporate newcomers to the ICANN world. So, of course, our analysis to this is that we have a fully dedicated web page on the ICANN website for newcomers. And actually, that's the URL. And of course, we have a newcomers program at ICANN meetings. We also have some of these supporting programs like the Fellowship and the NextGen that actually help newcomers to incorporate into the ICANN world. And of course, we do have ICANN Learn. There was a comment to conduct a study on the MIAC multi-stakeholder model of the internet governance. And frankly speaking, this is something outside of our mandate. Strengthen ties with academic institutions in the region. And of course, academia is a key pillar in our engagement. We do a lot of different kind of activities with them, from lectures to work on some of our initiatives. So yes, I mean, and of course this trend will continue. Improving stakeholder participation in ICANN policy development. Of course, due to COVID-19, there were suggestions to complement face-to-face meetings with other tools. And of course, even when we talk about face-to-face meetings, there was a suggestion to actually consider visa issues and countries that have conflicts within them. So on the remote participation part, or let's say complementing face-to-face meetings with remote activities. At the moment, we are conducting a good number of remote activities with the community, whether webinars or dedicated one-on-one meetings, just to continue the discussion with people and just to continue our engagement, but of course, remotely. Now, when it comes to countries of conflict or visa issues, of course, this is something we work directly on with the host country. And of course, we never hold meetings in geographies or in countries that are in conflict. I'll stop here and see if there are any reactions before we can move on. Okay, so hearing none, I'll continue. Consider adapting some of the proposals recommended from the recent community work on next steps to improve the effectiveness of ICANN's multi-stakeholder model for better effectiveness and higher throughput, reducing volunteer burnout and better use of resources. Of course, we continue to monitor the progress of the work on evolving ICANN's multi-stakeholder model. We do update the community where necessary. And of course, we've already held a Middle East space session on this. And of course, we will consider holding future webinars to update the community on where we stand at on this topic. Consider a mix of online and face-to-face activities along with measures to include all stakeholders, especially those who may have more challenges to participate. So again, we do a lot of remote engagement. And of course, we make sure that we try to engage with all stakeholder groups, with all community groups. Of course, we currently use Zoom, which is pretty bandwidth friendly. And So this is something we keep in mind in when engaging with our community. There was a suggestion on universal open standards with the applications offered on the edge devices need to be advocated. I think we are quite limited in this regard. Of course, ICANN's Office of the CTO does a lot of technical work. We do keep an eye to work being undertaken at the IETF. I guess we would be extremely limited here because it's not our business when it comes to edge devices. We are mostly into the unique identifier system. Any comments so far? All right, hearing none. So the next comment is again something that is suggesting to amend the draft regional plan. So it says the regional goals stated under the focus area on ICANN's governance seem fine, but are vague and could use a little more specificity. This does not necessarily require the changing the goals themselves, but could be supplemented with additional specificity in the targeted outcomes. For example, what does active, informed, and effective stakeholder participation from the region actually mean, and how will it be measured? So of course, we said that we will look into this, we will revisit this with the strategy working group and see how we will proceed on. Next, a comment says, the proposed actions are fine, however, more effective coordination and ICANN's efforts at regional activities may prove helpful. That is to say that every instance of organizing, participating, and or supporting a regional activity or event needs to somehow contribute to realizing the goals of the MEAC regional strategy. In other words, capacity building activities by the DNSCC, MEAC School on IG, DNS Forum should not be standalone events, but should complement each other's mandate in order to achieve higher level goals. Of course, this is something we said that we responded by saying that we will explore this on complementing all these different events, but we find it that it could be considered in our annual action plans. Last but not least, under ICANN's governance, the effective coordination should also include how ICANN supports individuals from the region, such as through programs like the Fellowship Program, NextGen, and others. GSC team members supporting the region as well as existing community members from the region should evaluate candidates who may be beneficiaries of ICANN's support of any kind and invest effort and resources into increasing the potential to actively contribute to ICANN's multi-stakeholder model. So our response was that really, I mean, we work with all stakeholders. We try to utilize fellows, next geners, and different community members. Of course, much of our engagement is done through working directly with community members and organizing events with them, whether CCTLDs or at-large structures, you name it. And of course, we see that this trend will continue. So that's with regards to ICANN's governance. Any comments so far before we move on? Okay, so actually we have 4 minutes left, and I don't think it's a good idea to get into the unique identifier system because it's pretty long. It's like pretty long. I think it's most of the comments we received were in relation to the unique identifier system. So I'd like to suggest, if it's okay with all of you, that we actually jump to the next focus area, which is on geopolitics. Would that be okay? Okay, so hearing no objections, we'll cover geopolitics. So we received three comments actually on geopolitics. And the first comment really revolves around including all stakeholder groups when it comes to tackling issues related to geopolitics. So one comment made by the business constituency was to actually involve regional business leaders in such discussions. And of course, the second comment was more generic, to involve more a diverse nature of stakeholders when it comes to geopolitics. So we did address this and said that we will involve all stakeholder groups in such work. The second comment was better advocacy with national governments in the region so as to ensure that ICANN's strategy gets adopted. And our response to it was that the strategy ensures that all regional stakeholders are included including governments. And of course, if we look at the membership of the strategy working group, it actually comprises of stakeholders from all stakeholder groups. Any comments on this? Yes, Hadia.
It's just a brief, quick one. I actually do very much agree with the business constituency with regard to involving them. And I know that the strategy does say point to working with all stakeholder groups, but making this clear, as you actually mentioned in the analysis, is a good idea. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Hadia. So actually, the item after geopolitics is others. And while we are actually on the hour, I can probably run through it in the next 5 to 10 minutes, but I'm not sure, of course, if people have availability. So would you like me to go through others as well?
And just to clarify to everyone, others mean, you know, obviously that, you know, some comments did not seem to fit exactly under a specific focus area. So we sort of, you know, gathered them all under a section called others.
Okay, then since I see no objections or I've heard no objections, I'll just go through this really quick. So one comment was to actually establish a youth IGF for the region. And while, of course, it's not, it doesn't fall under our remit to actually establish such discussion platforms, we will definitely try to encourage regional youth to actually come together and see if they would be interested in establishing such an initiative. So we'll be very happy to actually kind of facilitate this, but it's not within our remit to actually establish such a platform. The availability of a regional NOG and a regional NIC, and actually this came as a question. So in terms of a NOG, yes, we do have a Middle East Network Operators Group since 2007. It started as a biannual event. Now it's actually a one annual event. Now in terms of regional NIC, we understood this as more of a network information center like APNIC and AFRINIC. And of course, the region is pretty well served with three different RIRs, RIPE-NCC, AFRINIC, and APNIC. There was a suggestion to host a future ICANN meeting in the region, hopefully in 2021. So if we look at the ICANN meetings webpage, meetings through 2021 and most of 2022 are already booked and we have venues for those meetings. But of course, we always open the door. We always keep the door open for stakeholders from the region to actually host an ICANN meeting. And this is something we actually continuously do in our different engagement activities with stakeholders from around the region. Establish an agile Middle East dispute resolution body to better serve the consumers. Now, when it comes to actually dispute resolution of domain names, we do have accredited centers, and we actually have 6 accredited centers that actually do dispute resolution of domain names. And we actually shared a link to these different 6 different dispute resolution centers. Now, the door is open for more to actually get involved, or let's say for more centers to actually be accredited. And there's a process actually for that. And again, we shared a link for the webpage that actually explains that. Now, this is for GTLDs. Of course, when it comes to CCTLDs, it's completely different. And of course, different CCTLDs have different models in terms of dispute resolution. And of course, those dispute resolution processes depend on local laws and legislations. There was a comment about complementing in-person engagement and outreach with online counterparts. And again, this is kind of remote engagement. And yes, we are utilizing a lot of remote tools actually to do a lot of remote engagement with stakeholders from across the region. The annual action plan must include clear key performance indicators. And yes, we did answer by saying that the strategy document or the regional plan will include clear metrics. And of course, the annual action plans will have KPIs. Regional goals listed under each focus area should address a higher level of issues. And of course, another comment, as the strategy is for 5 years, there must be a mechanism that permits revisiting it. And of course, for these two comments, we said that we will brainstorm with the strategy working group on the possibility of listing higher level issues under each focus area. And we will also explore with them the need for future revisits to the strategy document, and of course, in due time. So that's for the comments that we listed under others. Any comments?
Hey, thanks, Fahd. That was quicker than 10 minutes. Okay. Yeah, I mean, this is kind of a lot of general comments. And probably it's more like can be helpful for some with regarding to the implementation. But it's just we need kind of to later on to kind of respond. Maybe add something in the report to say that we covered them and what we think that should be dealt with. Since we are, I think now we are at the end of the call, it's important to kind of wrap up and to make it clear how we will proceed. So I think for today we could cover as much as possible. We still have one focus area that needs more. We need to review next time, but we should not wait for the next call to do this homework. So I expect that we will share the Google Doc within this week, and we ask everyone to make some proposal or comment how we should respond to those input, and we will highlight those they really need deliberation from the teams. So giving comment prior to our next call will be really helpful, as we should focus on those comment that needs kind of an action or how we deal with them. And first we'll start with reviewing the focus area. I missed which one we didn't cover. Anyway, the one we didn't cover that we should start with first. Okay, so maybe we need some clarification about the timeline. I believe we are expected to finish or to deliver our final report by May. So how many calls like we still have within that timeline? Beher, Fahd?
Yeah, okay, Rafiq. So yes, indeed. I mean, we are targeting somewhere in May to have this final strategy document or final regional plan ready. So that after that, we will have to work with you on developing the year one action plan. So don't be very happy. You still have a lot of work to do. So yes, I mean, we are looking at least 1 month from now. So of course, 1 month from now, we are talking about maybe another 4 calls. But of course, if we need more calls, we'll be happy to arrange for that.
Okay, thanks, Fahd. And also we need to factor that Ramadan is coming soon. Acknowledge that it will have some impact for people working hours and so on. So it's important that we do the prep work before the call so we can focus on deliberation and finalizing our response. Yes, with that, thanks everyone for attending today's call. And we will follow up in the mailing list and see you soon next week. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye everybody.
Thank you everyone, bye.